This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I've got so many medical things to talk to you about today. But looks like first we've got Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Sheely.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just enjoying a day off from being in the public school district.
Yeah. So, Dan, are you a teacher?
Yes.
Subject matter?
Math.
Uh-huh. And just as a curiosity, do math and science teachers get paid more than some of the other teachers, like in easier topics, subjects like sociology, that kind of thing?
Yes. This is my third year teaching, so I think they call them stipends.
Uh-huh. So you get an extra allowance.
Correct.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that question is my father, right after World War II, became a teacher, went to the university, became a teacher, and the wage for a teacher was $2,400 a year, but they paid him $2,800 because he taught science, and he also had an after-school activity where he taught the children extra things, and he taught music as well. So music, science, and an after-school activity that got him $400 more a year. So he's probably the highest-paid teacher because of subject matter, I guess, and the extra activities that he was willing to do. So that was just a curiosity. So, Dan, you've got some questions for Dr. Sheely.
Oh, yes. I'm still in this microwave debate from months past, and I know microwaves, personally, I use it just to destroy the bacteria and whatever's going on my sponge, so I do use my microwave once a week just to kill that, but I know there's still people that think that microwaves are safe, and I was just thinking, well, the nutrition in our food is so bad that when you put nutrition that's really not in food in a microwave, does it really matter?
Yes, it destroys the amino acids.
Okay.
It literally decomposes them. You know, basically we could live on just amino acids. We can make sugar out of them. We can make fat out of them. But we have to have amino acids. And microwave, actually, the French did some great research on this over 20 years ago, showing it really does interfere with the quality of the protein. I do not own a microwave. I will never own a microwave. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them near me, et cetera.
Okay, yeah. And I'm just thinking some of that food that we get probably doesn't have any amino acids in it, so it probably doesn't even destroy it because it's already non-food.
Yes. Well, that's one of the things in today's world is the fast food restaurants use a lot of that kind of junk.
Dan, I've got a question for you. I didn't quite understand what you're saying. You're saying that you use a microwave oven once a week to do what?
Well, I have my sponges that I clean my dishes with.
Uh-huh.
And I know sometimes you just throw away the sponges, or some people use cloths every day and just put them in the wash machine. I just put them in the microwave once a week for a minute just to kill the bacteria that's growing on them.
Yeah, but does it? Because the reason I asked that question is I have seen a fly, you know, one of those house flies, fly into a microwave oven. At the same time, the microwave oven was on, and a minute later, that fly was still flying, and whatever was in the microwave oven was cooked. So my question is, does it really? Because I haven't seen any scientific evidence for or against doing what you're recommending. But I can tell you that vinegar is a great disinfectant. And so, Dr. Shealy, would vinegar, plain old white vinegar, would that accomplish what Dan is trying to do, clean his
Probably.
Sponges?
I mean, basically, I have to say, in my I have been doing my own cooking to a greater or less extent since at least 24 years of age, and I've never used anything but soap and water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what Dan is talking about. After about a week, you can chase out the neighbors with one of those sponges, right, Dan?
Yeah. Well, I'll try the vinegar instead because I like distilled vinegar. Sometimes, I guess when I'm trying to get rid of weeds, I'll spray distilled vinegar where the weeds were and growing in my driveway area through the cracks.
You know, this week's schedule. Of course, today is Dr. Norm Shealy. Tomorrow's Rich Heben. Wednesday is Gwyneth. Thursday is Rich Heben again because he wants to talk more about the stolen election. And then Friday, I'm going to just spend 2 hours on my unpublished book. And one of the topics in the book is disinfecting with vinegar. And so here, I'll share something with Dr. Shealy and you and the class right now about vinegar. And here's what I found out. So we have a barn, and it's a fairly large barn. It's 120 feet long, and it is 40 feet wide. But the floor is dirt, okay? It's sitting on what's called short walls. Now, a short wall is, less than 8 feet tall. And it's a concrete wall. It's eight inches thick, 4 feet high around the perimeter, and then the barn steel with the iron trusses sits on those short walls. It's a used chicken barn that we bought, we dismantled it, got it from Arkansas and brought it here and reassembled it. It was 350 or 400 feet long, and we just bought 120 feet of it. And so it's got holes in the siding, holes in the roof, and it has 12-foot doors, 12 by 12 on each side. But mold seems to grow on the dirt inside the barn, even though we leave the doors open. Well, I sprayed, family sprayed vinegar, just plain old white vinegar, out of one of those insecticide sprayers. So we bought those to spray all kinds of things, and not insecticides, but soap and detergent and things like that. So we just pure vinegar, sprayed it across the mold on the floor. We wore a respirator, and it killed the mold. It killed the mold. Now, I don't know if it's going to come back tomorrow or, next week, but I think the acidity of the soil that we made more acid with the vinegar, the mold does not like that. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that?
I don't know. I haven't done that kind of experiment, but I think there's lots of potential.
Okay. Well, here's what the cost was. So vinegar is around $2 to $3 a jug for white vinegar. So a couple gallons of vinegar, when you can get it, was not very expensive. And vinegar we use around the house for all kinds of things. Like, for example, we have one of those. Dr. Shealy, I'd love to hear your comments on this. So we have a shower. Actually, I have a couple showers, and it has the porcelain 4-inch square tiles with grout in between them. And so there's a great potential for, mold and bacteria to just hop on those grouted joints and live there and then spread. Well, what we do is we have one of those $1 sprayers. It's like a quart sprayer. They sell them at, I don't know if they sell them now, but they used to sell them at the dollar store, the Chinese factory outlet. Six of them for $6. Sam's Club sold them. And we would just put vinegar in there and spray it on the shower pan, the porcelain tiles, and it kills the mold. And if you do it early and often, you don't have mold. It gets it before you even see it's there. Your comments, Dr. Shealy, about that?
Well, I say just no question that vinegar does kill stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it for that purpose.
Dan, any comments? Any questions?
Yeah, I mean, you're going back 20 years for me. I used to love cleaning my house once a week with all these cleaners that would give me headaches, and just I would feel bad the next day. And then I started doing my research on health and nutrition and came across distilled vinegar. So I started doing that 20 years ago, and my headaches all of a sudden went away, and I was like, gosh, probably just a coincidence that all those chemicals in the air were causing me headaches.
Well, the one that I think is the most deadly and offensive to the body is it goes by the name of Fantastic. There's one just like it called 409. You know, they are great degreasers, but if you inhale it, gosh, it'll kill you. Or it sure seems like it would. So we don't use those. We try to use, you know, as natural a product as we can. And sometimes we'll put vinegar in the dishwasher, you know, like a quarter of a cup. And you get the dishwasher started, wait till it's in the washing cycle, and put some vinegar in there. Because if you put in right away, the first thing that a dishwasher, an automatic dishwasher, does is it drains whatever liquid's in the bottom of the dishwasher. So if you put in right away, it's going to drain it right out. So you wait till it gets fired up and starts, you know, splashing that water around, heating the water. Then you put it in, and it seems to work pretty well. Now, I've also read, whatever you do, don't do that. I mean, I've read that on the internet. No. So there are lots of opinions. I don't know why you wouldn't want to. Maybe because you can wear out the seals on the water pump. I don't know. But it doesn't seem that seems to be the problem. So those are a couple of my thoughts. What else do you have for us, Dan?
Okay, next question. I have two more after this, or one more after this one. Working in the public school district, I know one day we're going to have a vaccine. Is there anything like... should I bring a cold pack once I get that injection? Are there any protocols before and after, like up your dose on your vitamins before and after, that kind of stuff?
At the top of my list is to give 1/10 of a cc intradermally instead of 1 cc intramuscularly. That was proven to be just as effective, and it cuts the risk by 90%. Now, if you can't get somebody to do it that way, then I would take at least 5 grams of vitamin C the day before, the day of, and the day after such an injection.
Okay.
So Dr. Shirley, should he try to get out of the injection?
Well, I think, personally, I've been saying for 9 months, you're going to have to use a gun to get me to have one, but I don't like it. I think it's... exquisitely dangerous.
Dan, I don't want to take your time, so you'll have as much time to ask as many questions as you'd like, but I want to share something that may be of assistance.
Sure.
I have had the benefit of having a Dr. Shealy's appointment via telephone. I'm talking about a medical consultation via telephone. The same thing that I've been telling the class about. I've had one of those, and I am beyond impressed. I'm talking about just me, just Dr. Shealy, each of us on the telephone talking about medical issues for 1/2 an hour. Now, I know you can get them for 1 hour, but time was limited, so it was 1/2 an hour. It was beyond spectacular. Dr. Shealy, if someone called you with concerns about the virus immunizations, are you able to, through a medical diagnosis via telephone, come up with a reason, should there be one, for your newest patient, whoever that it may be, it could be Dan, to be exempted, if you will, by prescription from you?
Well, I do lots of those, but of course, the government being as cruel and evil as it is, it may or may not accept an exemption, no matter how sick you are.
Dan, please hold, and
sure.
We'll get to the rest of your questions.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us, medical doctor, at the blackboard in the broadcast classroom. Dan is with us in Texas, and he has some more questions for Dr. Shuler. Dan, please continue.
Okay, so going along with just kind of prevention of having vaccines, and are you guys familiar with Steve Quayle?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I think I started listening to him almost 20 years ago, and his thing from 20 years ago, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way, you'll be dead. So I know sometimes we want to avoid needles, but just in case the protocol. And Dr. Shuler, I started getting your emails a few weeks ago. Do you have anything that you can, like, explain to the listeners about how to sign up for your email? And maybe in a future email you'll have some kind of protocol for people have to get stuck with a needle?
Yeah, well, if people sign up for my free email newsletter, they can get a download of either 90 Days of Self-Health as an e-book or my favorite autogenic focus, which I think every human being should be practicing. And you can actually get the MP3 at no charge by signing up for my free email newsletter at norm@normshealy.com. I mean, the website is just normshealy.com, but you can email me norm@normshealy.com.
Okay, thanks. And, you know, some people are kind of getting worried about the next thing going on, so everybody's rushing out to buy certain supplies. And I actually did the same. I was thinking, oh, I better have my magnesium, so I ordered some more magnesium.
Yeah, it's interesting how many things have run in short supply from our suppliers during this entire stupidemic.
Yeah. Well, Vince, one other thing that you brought up, because it seems like two more times this week you're going to probably bring this whole subject up about Trump and the election. But when I called in, Jason fortunately answered my call and said, what would you like to talk about? And I said, well, I would like to talk about nutrition. I'd like to talk about you. He probably didn't catch that. But I think if more people are like Jason and they try to run for president or Congress, you know, thousands of people next political selection would become a political election. So I think Jason and people like him that are stepping up to, you know, make a change.
Let me bring some clarity to what you said. Traditionally, the guys and gals who do what Jason does on a radio network are called board ops, as in board operator. I refuse to call Jason and those who do what he does for USA Prepares board operators. I refer to Jason as an engineer. And he, you know, you would think that the qualifications to be to do what Jason does might not be very sophisticated. Well, that's not true. Jason has to juggle. He has to edit, cut, fit commercials. He has to run the computer. He has to run a board. Now, the board that Jason has, I haven't seen that very one, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that model is about the size of a desktop. I'm talking, oh, maybe 36 inches deep, maybe 3 or 4 feet wide, filled with buttons, dials, sliders, cables. And so he has to understand computers, he has to understand radio, he has to be professional, he has to show up on time, he has to understand timing, and there's a whole bunch of things that he has to know how to do. So he can't just walk off the street and be a radio broadcast engineer, at least in my opinion. And so I really respect what he does, and also, if he weren't paying attention, he could sink the broadcast all by himself. He could make us sound lousy, or he can make us sound great. Kind of like The Outer Limits, that, you know, when it first came on, you know, we control the focus, you know, we control the broadcast, that kind of thing. He does. He does. So I really respect, appreciate what he does. And he's degreed. He decided not to finish, but he's gone to the college, and his platform for running for president, JasonStanek2020.com, is brilliant. It's small government. It's like what Thomas Jefferson wanted. That's exactly what what his platform is. I've got a couple of comments about the Hippocratic Oath. If you could just stay with us, Dan, I appreciate it.
Sure.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The politicians making decisions for millions of Americans during this pandemic have never missed one paycheck. How could they understand the life and death consequences of their decisions? The curfews and business closures didn't work in Europe this fall, yet here we are. Republican Congresswoman-elect Young Kim tells Fox, Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has failed the people.
Instead of helping businesses to be creative and innovative and to stay afloat and keep their businesses open, governor is doing, I mean, he's basically enjoying himself, going to a restaurant and telling everybody else not to do it. I understand their frustration.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the Treaty on Open Skies, an agreement between 34 nations to observe one another's militaries through unarmed flyovers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday, Russia continued to block flyovers and were not following the treaty. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The Pittsburgh Steelers continue to be the only undefeated team in the National Football League. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at the rest of the league Sunday.
In the NFL Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers remain the only undefeated team in the league by dropping Jacksonville 27-3. The Cincinnati Bengals likely lost quarterback Joe Burrow to a knee injury in their 29 loss to Washington. A Derrick Henry touchdown run in overtime lifted the Tennessee Titans over the Baltimore Ravens 30-24. The Indianapolis Colts knocked off the Green Bay Packers 34-31 in an extra frame. The New York Jets moved to 0-10 on the year, falling to the LA Chargers 34-28. The Dallas Cowboys held off the Minnesota Vikings 31-28. And the Kansas City Chiefs came from behind in the fourth quarter to down the Las Vegas Raiders 35-31. The LA Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wrap up Week 11 on Monday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Let's get an update with the COVID-19 vaccine status with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA. And within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class is Monday, and on Mondays, Dr. Shuley carves out 2 hours from his schedule in his practice to be with us, teaching us on the air at USA Prepares. Thank you, Dr. Shuley. I've asked, because of Dan's comments, I've asked Jason to just share with us a couple seconds or a couple minutes, however he'd like to do it. What happens and why when a call comes into USA Prepares? What happens, class, is we give out the number 866-582-9933, and people in the class will call. When they call that number during the hours that we are live, Jason will answer. Jason is our radio engineer. He'll answer the phone. And he, I believe, asks the question, what would you like to talk about? I believe that's what he says. Is that right, Jason?
Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. And why do you do that, Jason?
Well, the call screen itself has a little spot where I can put in the topic that the caller wants to talk about, but it's just so you can then see it, read it right there. That way I don't have to, you know, talk to you while somebody else is talking to you, and you can just read it and see, oh, this next caller wants to talk about some health question for, you know, Dr. Sheely or whatever.
Okay, so class, I have this screen. I have three screens in front of me, and the screen that Jason's talking about has all the telephone lines that pertain to USA Prepares, the first one through the last one. They're all numbered, and I have some buttons. One button says answer. Another button says hold. Another button says air, and another button says drop. And then there's a box that says Dan. And then in brackets it says Texas. So who did that? Well, that's Jason did that. Jason typed in Dan, and then he typed in Texas. So I know Dan is calling. That's his first name, or that's what he claims to be his first name. And he claims to be calling from Texas. And then it tells me how long he's been on hold after Jason answered the phone. And it tells me how long he's been on with me and Dr. Sheely. And right now it's 29 minutes, 40 seconds. And so I have the opportunity to click the hold button, which means that Dan can be put on hold and no one can hear what he's saying, or I can hit the drop button and he's gone. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting that all the information I have, I've just told you about, and it says nutrition. Dan wants to talk about nutrition. And that's great because it tells me that he's on topic. And he wants to talk to Dr. Norman Sheely about nutrition. So I just wanted to share that with our class. Anything else you want to say about why you asked that question, Jason?
Well, it can also just help weed out any kind of troublemakers who might call, but we don't really get that with this show, so.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think that we don't get troublemakers with USA Prepares?
Boy, I'm not sure, because you people are, know what you're talking about and want to talk about what you're talking about. So I don't know if there's anybody else who wants to try to mess with that. I guess they're not listening if they were that type of person, but I don't know.
Does that happen with other broadcasts, that troublemakers somehow find their way in?
Not too many. Just with, like, Free Talk Live is one that, like, anybody will call and, you know, it could be whatever stuff, and they'll, you know, they get one here and there. That's why we have dump buttons here if something goes awry. But typically most people are calling to talk to the host they want to talk to for whatever reason they're, you know, interested in. So
okay. Well, I think that has a lot to do with the instructors at USA Prepares, that they're prepared, that they can deliver the information, and they're accurate, and they're experts in their field. And I think people respect that. So that is a compliment to the instructors at USA Prepares, as Dr. Sheely, senior USA Prepares instructor. Dan, back to you. Thank you, Jason, for sharing that.
No problem.
Oh, and Jason does have a degree. So, yes, he does. Back to you, Dan.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your time. The last time I think I called in, it was about solar panels, and then I sent you an email because you were going to send me some information, but I never got that information. Should I try to resend an email?
Please. I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's what's happening. And, you know, Rich Sheban has been telling me this for close to a year now. He's been saying people say they call him and they get mad at him because he doesn't answer his phone. His phone doesn't ring. Or when Rich Sheban calls me, I have caller ID here in the studio and then the other phones at the farm. And when Rich Sheban calls me, and it'll say Rich S. I go, oh, that's Rich. Okay, so I answer the phone. And if I have to call him back, I can hit the caller ID button and then hit the dial, meaning I don't have to remember what his number is. I can just hit, you know, redial based on caller ID. I get some other number. What I'm telling you is Rich Sheban's phone is being messed with. Our phone is being messed with. Family members call here and say, hey, how come you guys don't answer the phone? We go, because it didn't ring. Or they'll say, I sent you a text, and how come you didn't respond? Because we didn't get it. Are you mad at me? I got an email from one of our instructors. And he was kind of hurt that I was annoying him. And he was hurt that I don't answer the phone. It's because it doesn't ring. There was a gal in California. I'm very serious. I got an email yesterday. I was really, really concerned with it about it. It was a gal in California. And she said, I tried to, here, I'm reading it right now. Hi, Vincent. I tried to send you a Thanksgiving greeting, but it came back twice. I thought I'd made a mistake in the address, but I see it says spam when it was returned. I'm sending you this in regular email, please let me know. She wanted to know if you do not wish for me to communicate via email going forward, please just let me know and I'll abstain from sending emails. So that's the feeling is that people think that I'm annoyed with them and I'm just blocking them or I'm not responding to them. That's not the case. The case is I'm not responding because I don't get the emails. So I would say try it again, Dan. Please, please try it again. That's what's happening. It really is. So it's just another way to have your friends from afar get annoyed with you for something you didn't do. Just one more way to drive a wedge between people. You know, just make them think that you don't want to talk to them anymore.
And what email again?
You can send that to instructor, INSTRUCTOR, at USAPrepares.com.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for your time. And
Dan, one other thing I wanted to mention. So here's what I've done. So I have sent, when I do get emails, sometimes I'll send a copy to myself just to make sure I have, you know, a record of what I said. You know, and so I'll just add me to the send to list. You know, so I send it, I'll click reply, and I'll add me, my email address. And I will get back from CenturyLink a message saying that the email to me was undelivered. They won't deliver it because they think there's something wrong with the message. So they won't even let me send me an email. That's the kind of thing that's happening. So I know we're being messed with. So I just wanted to share that. And one other thing, Dan, while you're with us, if you don't mind, I wanted to share the Hippocratic Oath with you.
Oh, yeah.
Get Dr. Shealy's opinion on this. So the Hippocratic Oath was from the physician Hippocrates. He's been credited for this. But he said, according to this oath, I will use those dietary regimens which will benefit my patients according to the greatest ability and judgment, and I will do no harm or injustice to them. Neither will I administer a poison to anybody when asked to do so, nor will I suggest such a course. Similarly, I will not give to a woman a pessary to cause abortion, but I will keep pure and holy both my life and my art. I will not use the knife, not even viscerally or verily, on sufferers from stone, but I will give a place to such as are craftsmen therein. It also says that I will enter to help the sick. I will abstain from intentional wrongdoing and harm, etc. And I will never divulge. I won't go into that. But anyway, first do no harm. That's pretty much what the Hippocratic Oath is. Dr. Shealy, first do no harm. If physicians are administering this injection of a vaccine for COVID-19, is it possible that the first thing that they would do is harm?
Well, many, many medications actually have a list of side effects longer than good effects.
Okay.
Well, chemotherapy agents, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Well, my question is, is it possible that the physicians and those who are in the medical practice who have taken the Hippocratic Oath to first do no harm will actually be administering harm because they don't know exactly what they're doing because they don't know what's in the vaccines, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Dan, I wanted to... Yes?
this guy, he seems pretty famous. True or false, did he come up with let thy vaccine be thy medicine, or was it something, maybe I'm paraphrasing him, was it something like let thy food be thy medicine?
Dr. Shuley, I think that sounds like Hippocrates. And he was a Greek physician from 460 to 370 B.C. And he's the guy to which the Hippocratic Oath has been assigned, if you will. I think if you're talking about food being medicine, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that was what he was famous for, one of his quotes, let thy food be thy medicine. So I've been doing that for 20 years, and no offense, Dr. Shealy, but I'm allergic to doctors.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy, but don't you have that same allergy?
Very much so. And even more seriously to hospitals.
Yeah, yeah. And, yes, I believe you are right with that attribution to Hippocrates about food being the medicine. I think that I haven't seen that exact verbiage, but I believe that was the intent. Yeah.
Well, you guys keep up the good work and enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, thank you, Dan. I really appreciate the call.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. You know, class, When I first started radio, I was told fast, meaning get the call in, get the call out. And I don't like doing that. I want to make sure that whoever calls gets the information that he or she desires to the best of our ability. And I don't want to give anybody what I have gotten, which I would term the bum's rush, meaning you're bothering me. Get out of here. And I don't think that's right. If a person has a desire to call in, we want to make sure that they get the accurate information, and we want to make sure that they, if they write it down, they don't make a mistake. They actually get it right and can implement the advice and counsel.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and the quote that Dan mentioned is found it on the internet. It's Hippocrates. It's, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." Repeat. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Dr. Shealy, that sounds like Dr. Shealy.
Well, there's no question that good food is next to air. probably the next most important thing.
And, you know, I was going to ask you at the bottom of the hour news about 25 minutes ago. We heard that Pfizer has what they claim to be a 95% effective vaccine. They say it's a safe and effective vaccine, 95% safe and effective. Is that possible?
Probably
is it possible
not.
That...
You know? I mean, okay. Safety is in the eye of the beholder to some extent, isn't it? Let's face it, the beholder is a pharmacomafia. Well, what else can I say?
Well, it brings to mind that old expression, the, you know, right after surgery, the operation was a success, but the patient died. Right? Isn't that possible that the vaccine could be a success, but the patient could die from the vaccine? I remember telling a very dear friend, he was in his 80s, and he lived in the village where I live, and he had cancer. And he was doing okay. I mean, it wasn't fun, but he was surviving it, and he was mobile, and he told me that he had a doctor's appointment, and I said, Paul, I know what they're going to do. They're going to tell you to get the flu shot. I know they're going to tell you to do that. Please, promise me you're not going to get the flu shot. He said, okay, I promise. And, you know, I'd see him for lunch, and I'd go visit him, and I'd call him up and talk to him like many, many times a week. He wasn't just someone I was checking in on because he was not, you know, feeling in the best of health, but he was a friend. And he was my father's friend. About the same age as my dad. Both those guys were in the war together, World War II. Well, he came back from his appointment. I talked to him the next day. I said, how you doing? He said, oh, not so good. I said, what's up? He said, Vincent, you're going to be really mad at me. I said, why? He said, well, I talked to the doctor, and he said that I needed to have this flu shot, so I got the flu shot. Paul was dead in 30 days, and it was excruciating. The pain was excruciating. So he got the vaccine. And my concern, Dr. Shealy, as a layperson, I don't know what's in that. I don't know what's in that vial. I don't know who made it. I don't know what care they exercised. I have no idea. But I'm pretty darn certain that the person behind the injection, meaning the person delivering the injection in the muscle tissue, has no idea what's in that injection as well, other than reading the label. Am I wrong?
Of course not.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, class. Just as much as, and I'm not trying to blame doctors. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is they generally don't know what's in the contents of that vial any more than you know what's in that jar of applesauce. I mean, you can read the label, but do you really know? Do you really know? And the answer is no, you don't know. Because you don't have a spectrum analyzer, or most of us don't. Dr. Shealy, I have a question from one of our class, and this middle-aged gal has ringing in her ears. And it says sound in the ears, kind of like a static, but the volume changes. You know, it gets louder, sometimes it goes away, sometimes it comes back, kind of like a static hiss. Do you have any idea what that might be?
It's called tinnitus, and nobody knows exactly the cause of it. It's not at all uncommon. I've talked about my own that came on suddenly in 1988 and didn't go away until I discovered fire and air circuits. It took 3 months of daily stimulation of fire and air to go away, and I've had many people, now that we use the Bliss oils, many people report that within 2 to 3 months their tinnitus can be brought under control using fire Bliss and air Bliss.
Let me write that down. Okay. Dr. Shealy, is there a relationship between loud noises? I'm talking about people who have been in the military, people who have been in the battlefield, people who have been on the rifle range, people who have been either near cannons or tanks or loud machinery or, you know, jackhammers on the road, construction crews. Is there a relationship between tinnitus and loud noises?
Yes, and also aspirin and bismuth sulfate.
And meaning that causes it or
alleviates it? Yeah, they can cause it.
Aspirin can cause it.
Every day can cause it, and taking bismuth sulfate, you know, for a week or two can cause it.
And you're talking about like a stomach antacid? Is that what you mean?
When you use Pepto-Bismol for
Pepto-Bismol.
Diarrhea or whatever.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.